This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. The civil war in Syria has been ongoing for more than 7 years. Some estimates put the casualties at near 500,000, and the chaos of the war has contributed to the global refugee crisis.
More than 5 million people have fled the country, but there are even more displaced people still living in the war-torn nation, many lacking access to medical care. In response to the crisis, the Israeli Defense Force has enlisted the help of Israeli hospitals located relatively near the Syrian border to care for people impacted by the war.
Dr. Betsheva Sadoch is the deputy chief of the emergency department at Baruch Padeh Medical Center in Poria. And Dr. Erez On is the director general of the hospital. They were in Milwaukee as guests of the Israel Center of Milwaukee Jewish Federation and Partnership Together.
They sat down with Lake Effect producer Joy Powers to talk about their work with Syrian war victims, and they explain why the program has largely been kept a secret.
We kept it low profile for the safety of the programs, for the continuation of the safety of the programs. Basically, the IDF is bringing us Syrians that are in need of medical care. And as one of the hospitals in the north, we give that care to the Syrians. We have a number of programs. We have a program which we talked about in the various medical communities here in the Milwaukee area, is a clinic for chronically ill Syrian children. And we're able to give them treatment. These are children with diabetes, with all sorts of ENT, ear, nose, and throat conditions. We give them treatment. We give them medical treatment. We also give them surgical treatments.
So the vast majority of people you're seeing are people who are specifically ill or have been injured.
Yes. These are chronically, we have a number of programs basically inside the hospital. One is throughout the years we've been treating Syrian injured from injuries of war in our in-hospital treatment. Now in 2016, a clinic for chronically ill children was opened with the help of the Israeli Defense Force. These are children that have serious conditions such as diabetes, congenital heart disease, epilepsy, orthopedic conditions, ENT conditions, ear, nose, and throat conditions. And they're brought to us in a clinic that is open from the early hours of the morning till the late hours of the afternoon. And we give them primary care, which is basically life-saving for children that are in war-torn Syria. These are children with diabetes that they have no access to insulin. Children with chronic, enlarged tonsils that suffer from tonsillitis. But in war-torn Syria, tonsillitis can be a life-threatening condition. So we arrange for them also to come back and do tonsillectomies in our hospital.
What are the biggest obstacles in getting patients from Syria to you? I mean, as you mentioned, it's a semi-secretive program, so
right.
It must be difficult even really getting these patients
right.
there.
I'm assuming it's very difficult. This is work that is done by the Israeli Defense Force. They're the ones, they bring us the children. And we're responsible for giving them the medical treatment. And the challenges that they encounter is not something that we're supposed to know anything about because, as you know, Syria and Israel are not considered, we're considered enemy countries. So this is pretty delicate work.
Which is why it remains secretive.
Yeah, until recently it was kept secret.
How are we able to talk about it now? What's changed?
I really don't know. I don't know. These are things we don't know.
Fair enough. What are the biggest obstacles for you when you are providing care? Because I have to imagine there are certain perceptions of Israel as a country when you're taking people from Syria who might have certain views of Israel. Do you face any challenges in providing care?
There are challenges which are medical challenges, and there are challenges which are interpersonal. So the interpersonal, let's say, challenges, these are people that are coming to a country which they perceived for years as an enemy country. So they're frightened. They don't know what to expect. So we're in the north part of Israel, we're a population which is pretty mixed. It's like half minority and half Jewish majority. So many of our staff is Arab speaking. And so the first thing we make an effort to do is that an Arab social worker does intake for them. The staffing that works with them, like the nurses, that we always have Arab-speaking nurses. And that puts them at ease that the first thing they see is someone speaking in their tongue. We bring them toys. We bring them medical clowns. We do things that try to put them at ease so that they don't feel threatened. And you really do see the dynamics that develop our interpersonal relationships. Like, they do understand by the end that we really are there to help them. That's our goal. Now, there are medical challenges, which are they're going back to a war-torn country with no medication. So we give them a few months' supply of medication, which is crucial for them. Now, they're also going back to an enemy enemy. I put in, you know, this is radio, but I have quotation marks because people are people, of course. They go back to a country which sees us as their enemy, and we don't know what their future holds. So all their medication, all the medical, we give them medical records. It's all done not in English. It's not done in Hebrew. We remove all traces of Hebrew writing so that if they're going to be in a place that's hostile towards us, we hope they won't be in any kind of imminent danger. There's no trace of the treatment that we gave them. The clothes we bring them, the toys we give them, we cut out all Hebrew writing, all labels in Hebrew. I mean, these are big challenges. Another challenge is knowing that they can come back for an operation. You know, we're sending them back, and we want to call them back. So, you know, these are challenges. A lot of the challenges, the Israeli Defense Force works it out somehow.
So did the Israeli Defense Force reach out to you to start the program? Is that how you started it?
The program is the IDF, Israeli military program. He asked us, all the hospitals in the north of Israel, the three hospitals, to join to this important and humanitarian project and to help the Syrian children. And of course, we did it with a lot of love and voluntarily, and it make us very satisfied for this project.
How long has the program been going on now? Because I know the Syrian war has been ongoing for quite some time.
Well, the civilian war in Syria started at 2011. For the last 5 years, we are treating injured Syrians, civilians, injured that crossed the border, asking our help, and the military, Israeli military, bring them to the hospitals in the north of Israel. The last 3 years, we began this project helping is Syrian children in sort of elective treatment by examining them and operate them if they're needed.
There's, of course, been a lot of conflict right now in Israel. Are you afraid that the kind of internal conflicts that are going on might impact your ability to do your work?
We work with conflicts always. We're doctors. We give medical care, and that's our focus, and we do it in all sorts of conditions. We will continue to do our work. We'll continue to treat people as people. This program crosses borders on an interpersonal level, and I think it makes us feel really good, and it's very important to us. It's one of our values as Israelis.
The only concern is that maybe the situation will stop the project from the Syrian side. We would like it to continue, and we will do our best as long as the Syrian children will seek for our help.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here on Lake Effect. It was a pleasure speaking with all of you.
Thank you.
Dr. Betsheva Sadach is the deputy chief of the emergency department at Baruch Padeh Medical Center in Perea, and Dr. Erez On is the director general of the hospital. Their trip to Milwaukee was organized by the Israel Center of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation and Partnership Together. They spoke with Joy Powers.